Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Turkey.
Guys, I love my little turkey bug.
By the way, I just have to say, I was just at the Starbucks. Your Starbucks.
Yeah, how was it? How was it in there?
It was good. I just saw like a dozen cops outside talking to people, and I was like, oh shit, was there like some calamity? And it was a coffee with cops.
Oh, it was just like...
They were having like a...
A meet and greet?
Basically like, come talk to the cops and like talk to them about what's happening in the neighborhood. And I felt a little like, very little...
I'm like...
felt a little narc vibes.
But I'm also... Well, this neighborhood...
Yeah, I know.
It's hard because this neighborhood is a little bit in crisis just with like violent...
The shop.
Robberies at gunpoint.
Yeah.
There's been like three shootings over the past year.
Yeah.
One murder like right down the street.
Yeah.
So... And I think a lot of neighborhood, like, people are trying to like, privately fund, like, security. But
I don't know. Just,
in those situations, I feel like a privately funded security force, you might end up with, like, a George Zimmerman part two. So I actually,
that's
as much as I hate to say it, like, would maybe prefer the cops. I don't know. It's a fucked situation.
But it was just
cops love Starbucks.
It chilled me to my bone, though, to see... Coffee with cops.
No, they, okay.
And I was like, ooh, I'm
that's
getting
crazy
out here.
That you saw that, because at the Starbucks Reserve on Magnificent Mile, the second day that I went, I did go twice. Mm-hmm. There were a bunch of cops gathered around sipping their Starbucks right outside of that Starbucks Reserve. So
really?
Is Starbucks like partnering with the police?
Maybe.
I'm gonna have to think twice, but I will still go.
God damn it.
Even if you threatened me at gunpoint and said,
don't go to Starbucks,
I'd say, shoot me.
It gave me pause. I was a little like,
yeah, I don't want them. Let me know when they're gathering so
like
I can avoid
a police free coffee experience. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, it scared me because I was like, oh no, was there another incident? Was there like a mass something? And then I was like, oh wait, no, they're just,
and there's gabbing.
They're just trying to get
the scoop,
the narcs to tell on everyone. It seemed like a gathering of tattletales.
Yeah, you're definitely tattling, like, do whatever, like, I guess. Yeah. Cops gather wherever the fuck. Like, I'd prefer it not to be at my Starbucks, but I don't control you and your actions.
Yeah.
But like, you're never gonna see me joining a cop meet.
Miss
and
me
greet.
With that.
Yeah.
We shan't be joining.
Shan't be exchanging
pleasantries. It's very town hall.
It is. Like,
love a
what
town.
Are you trying to tell? What is there to talk to them about?
They're all like, And then I saw this person over there, and it was like, I had to laugh. Like, I glanced outside, and it just was a bunch of people, like, talking to them. And I was like, what are you guys telling them? Like, what are you...
There's nothing to say.
It's just, shit's bad.
Yeah, like,
our city is like...
You should just... I just expect them, hopefully, to do their job and not harm innocent people.
Yeah.
And not target, like, people of color. Like, it's very I'm like... for them. It's literally the bare minimum.
Yeah.
But... shall I go and approach to be like, hey, how are you? No. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Go in front of Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
Take this across the street. Yeah, I think it's like Urban Outfitters would actually be a better place for the police to gather and like ingratiate themselves with the younger generations, because it's scorched earth with elderly millennials.
Yeah, I was... It made me laugh. It just felt like HOA drama or something, like an apartment. Like, there's in the building I live in, the HOA people are really intense. Mm-hmm. And they, a few weeks ago, there was some drama. Some guy in our building was like yelling at this person outside in like the patio area of our apartment building, and was like
in a shared space.
Yeah, I was yelling for the whole complex to hear him about, like...
Did you Instagram this person?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember him now.
I was like, HOA is
the
lit.
The star.
But he was like, it was so dramatic, and it was... He was just yelling about HOA, and I was like, God, COVID's made everyone, like, so bored.
Very comfortable with, like, a public yell and a confrontation.
People are just bored.
There's a lot... I haven't been to the dog park recently, but that's always a place where people are getting lit. And then, and more so... like ramped up like 500% increase in incidents at the dog park where people will just scream at each other and chase each other.
What?
Yeah, it's
people
just like
chase?
There's been like some chasing, or like I always kind like, of watch like mouth agape, like excited for the drama, but then I get too darked out and I have to leave.
Like a firm pace walking behind someone.
Just, yeah, or, like, they're just starting.
Yeah.
Like, acting like maybe things will come to
damn
fisticuffs, but they don't. Not, I've never witnessed that. But I also just don't want to, I don't want to see that. Some guy tried to,
I don't want to see that.
Like, a vagrant was pissing on the dog park. And, like, what are you going to do? Like, you can't. If someone's peeing on the dog park, you just have to let them pee. Nothing you say is going to change their pee journey because they've already decided what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy who was with his girlfriend kept trying to like talk shit to this guy. And,
you're not going
to
get through this person.
It escalated. And it's like, what are you doing? It's a true man being like,
I'm
going to
defend the lady.
Yeah. And then the girl has to be like, babe, no, it's not worth it, babe. Come on. Don't, babe, don't. And it's like, you guys, just let him pee. There's no situation.
Yeah.
You just gotta ignore it. Also, it's LA. People are fucking peeing and shitting everywhere. That's just the vibe.
Yeah, I've seen multiple people just taking a hot shit right on Hollywood Boulevard.
I've seen a lot of people
just let it go
left and right.
Just do your thing. Just, it's not... But, like, you don't have to be like, no, this isn't right.
Sorry, man. Like, it's like, no.
I love, babe.
Babe, don't. Babe. Like, girls love to do that with their men who are starting. I'm like, also, why don't you talk shit to someone that it actually does something positive?
Yeah.
Like, you bullying this, like...
Unhoused person
or just a
ne'er-do-well.
Just a TBD.
Yeah.
Who's... decided that he wants to take a piss on like the dog park fence.
Yeah, he's going through something.
Just let him.
He's not. Also, someone like that, they're not like actively harming you.
No.
They're just like, they just have to pee.
All the dogs pee here too.
I love, babe. No.
Babe.
I want you to do that as a character.
The girl that loves to try and stop her boyfriend
but
from
secretly
fighting.
Doesn't.
Yeah, no, she loves the drama.
No.
Babe, don't. It's not worth it, babe.
It's not worth it. No.
Babe, stop.
Stop. Let's just go.
Stop. Come on.
No, this isn't okay.
Yeah, it really was that. And then if you ever are at a dog park and see at the West Hollywood dog park and you see something like that happen past the hours of like 6 p.m., just look beyond or directly across from where those people are sitting and you'll see me going like this.
Or Jamila Jamil.
Yeah. No, she doesn't go to that one.
Oh, okay. I won't.
You won't see her there.
I won't disclose.
I've never seen her at that one. Thank God.
Can't believe we saw her that one time.
I know. I haven't gone back since that day. I was like, this is not a safe space anymore.
I was like, Queen.
Even though our dogs interacted and liked each other, I was like, you're not playing with him, Tony.
I was like, look at this maskless queen. Wait, speaking of Jamila Jamil, Demi Lovato, their new show.
Alien show?
We might have to recap this.
Is it really good? It could be.
It could be incredible.
You seen an episode of it yet?
No, but I saw a clip. I think it's coming out this week. I saw a clip where they were in, like, it looked like they were doing like ghost hunting, but it was like
they're alien hunting,
but they're channeling like extraterrestrial energy. And Demi, they were like, oh, I feel like I can, because they believe that they've had an extraterrestrial encounter before, and they said it was like healing and peaceful. So Demi's like, oh, I'm gonna serenade because I feel like it's here, so maybe if I serenade it, it will feel more welcomed into me. So there's just this like night cam, like One Night in Paris kind of blurred vision of Demi in like a haunted house with her entourage, and you just see them start singing. Like one of those like jazz indie kind of voices.
What does Demi sing?
So in my way. Because it's happening.
Her Nora Jones, or their Nora Jones.
Yeah,
moment.
It was like very like coffee house. And I was just like, oh my God, this is absolutely insane, but I must watch.
Okay,
let's do maybe we might have to do like a special episode.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay. Because for all we know, it could be
actually a flop,
but
or it could
be
really good.
To watching the first episode with a lot of hope that it will actually be the mess that I need. Who is giving them these opportunities? The YouTube documentary was one of the craziest things I've ever seen a celebrity do.
Yeah.
And a lesson in utter delusion.
But I love that they're, you know,
which what? I recommend. I love that shit.
I think the powers that be just see them as like pure ratings. And they know that they can bring a good show.
Mm-hmm.
So Demi can bring a good show. Also, speaking of...
Do they have that haircut still?
If
I were a ghost, I'd slap the shit out of them for Demi, that haircut specifically.
Them standing in the middle of this like abandoned extraterrestrial home. I guess I'm like, what are they chasing, a ghost? Like, what's going on? But they have like some expert with them. But seeing them just go,
I say... It's what?
Like in this home with that hair, I was like, oh,
they're
my
starting.
God, they're out of control. Speaking,
aren't they blind from their heroin overdose?
I don't know.
Like a little?
I don't fucking know. I didn't
Is
watch
the
that
eyesight
documentary.
Back. Are you seeing ghosts? Or are you just seeing chasers of your own blurred vision? That you destroyed through your addiction.
Yeah,
I was just asking.
I was like, Demi, that experience that you had out in the desert with you, I was like, that might have just been trauma.
You're blind as a bat, girl.
Demi, you're blind.
That's called get some glasses.
Yeah, I'm experiencing UFOs when I take my fucking... I'm like almost blind when I take my contacts out.
Which I found out only last weekend.
I know.
I have never known. I've always...
When we were meeting some people after the show, I revealed that and Lara was like, you wear contacts? And I was like, yes, but...
If anyone had ever asked me, does Kerry O'Donnell wear contacts, gun to the
like,
head, tiny
no.
gun to the head, I'd say no, and they'd blow me away.
You'd go
because you
no.
Would...
Kerry has expert.
No,
vision.
He has 20/20 vision. He sees everything, even beyond things that you or I can see. And then I'd smile.
He sees
like,
it all.
I really got them, and they would just
yeah.
blow my fucking brains out.
Oh, he's back to sucky sucky.
So sucky. I think he was taken away from his mom too soon. So some pugs or puppies like they'll
Phantom.
Nurse on. But he loves a little suck-suck on the bed. Oh, cute. I love it when you do that. You little cute.
He misses his... There's like a almost like an instinctual.
It's a soothing.
And you're like, I'm your mother.
I'm like, here, I'd pull up.
Here.
Oh, no. He just, don't worry. I put him underneath my sweatshirt. And yeah. I'm like, let's keep going.
Yeah.
I'm a mom.
I'm a mom.
I'm a mom first and foremost. And I must breastfeed my son.
Mm-hmm. Have no shame.
Mm-mm.
Also, speaking of extra people, extra celebs, Lindsay Lohan tweeted today.
Did you see her NFT?
Yeah, but she went, I can, she started this NFT with, I can finally share the news. I'm officially friends with the cartel.
I literally saw it. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God,
she's a mimic. She's literally friends with like, the
Colombian. What is this hentai cartoon universe? Someone fucking buy it for me. I know we have a rich reader. I know we have a wealthy reader that can afford to buy me the Lindsay Lohan hentai, animal hentai
tentacle
NFT.
Porn.
It truly, I was like, I was
shocked.
Nervous, titillated, shocked, yeah. All the emotions.
I was truly
I can finally admit.
I can finally share the news.
I am two friends with the cartel. Federation has joined the cartel.
I am officially friends with the cartel. I was like, holy fuck, she's done it. She's fucking done it. Like, that would be the most amazing next pivot in modern celebrity is just joining the cartel.
Well, like, Sean Penn kind of did that when he befriended El Chapo and made a lot of El Chapo content. So why not Lindsay?
Sean Penn, like, loves, like, what's the Venezuelan dictator's name? Maduro and, like, El Chapo.
Yeah, I would root for Lindsay to partner with the cartel.
I know.
I'm like, that's a great career pivot. I would no longer be worried about your money. Would be glad for you to not have to do like United Arab Emirates sex work anymore, and would fully support you either just doing SponCon for the cartel or being high up in the chain of the cartel.
I can finally share the news. I've partnered with the cartel.
We will be importing and exporting the highest grade heroin for the Federation.
We are now invested in hundreds of acres of poppy fields in Afghanistan.
Now that the U.S. has pulled out of Afghanistan, the cartel can finally move in. The Federation strikes once again for the people of Afghanistan.
I was like, oh my God, she's done it
again.
No,
it was hentai, I was like, NFT.
And then I read, all I had to read was the next sentence. And I was like, oh, it's tentacle porn NFT. But I was like, holy shit, she's done it. I was like, it finally happened.
She did that.
She did that. How major would that be, though, if Lindsay was just like proudly in the
she should. She should be. Although I've only done cocaine 3 to 10 times.
I'm now proud partner of heroin.
Of hashtag the cartel.
The cartel is mine.
I'd watch that reality show.
Lindsay just goes in and like annihilates like all the high ranking officers of the cartel.
She calls them for a meeting. She's like, now that we are all in business together, I pray that you meet me.
In hell.
On secret. No, and it full blown. And she's like, thank you for coming. I have a lot to discuss with you. And then just her and all her henchmen, Parnos, shows up. He slides down on like a he rappels down with a full like full metal jacket, machine gun, just like all the bullets across his chest, and just they shoot every single person from the like Italian mafia, Honduran mafia, Mexican cartel, like anyone, and then Lindsay takes charge. And the new Lohan beach house is just hashtag the cartel.
She goes, and I am now the lieutenant officer to my head officer, Satan. But you just see Parnos slide down like this.
He goes, yeah, legs.
And then he has a Glock in his little shoe. And he goes,
a knife.
And he goes, and he just kills everybody. Goes, wait, did you talk about the tiny gun?
Okay, no, but this is prime update material for the readers that could not be with us at our live shows. Still sorry for your loss, but the ones that will came to LOL, and then many of them came bearing gifts, which we, of course, appreciate. Yeah. Shout out to Michael, who gave us both Diptyque candles.
What was the name of his vintage store?
Outskirts Vintage. His boyfriend's vintage store is Outskirts Vintage in Chicago. You should go check it out.
Go check it out. They're they're sexy, awesome guys, and they have amazing taste, and they know what's up.
We walked away with two Diptyque candles and a smile on our face. And then another reader had driven in and stopped at a gas station where she saw a tiny gun on a keychain, bought it for me, and brought it to the show, and I've never felt more seen. It's a revolver, so it's not as like streamlined as the ultimate tiny gun, but it still is a tiny gun, and it fulfilled my fantasies.
I like in the peripheral looked over and just saw you going
pointing it at everyone else in the venue. You better watch out.
But anyway, Parnas takes out his tiny gun and he goes, "You're all fools.
You're fools.
You're fools.
You're fools to meet here.
You're stupid. You're all so stupid. Now look what you've done. You've gotten yourself killed."
And Lindsay's also...
How do I sound Scottish?
I don't know. It really morphed into...
Celtic.
Welsh.
We had a
shout out to our Uber driver in the SLC. I don't remember.
He was very...
Welsh king.
He was proud of Wales.
Yeah, history buff.
And then he started going on about Margaret Thatcher, and I was like, all right, we need to get this car.
No, I loved it. I love a full immersive history lesson.
Anyway, but it was... it was just like, I was like, just when you think you've seen it all with Lindsay, she surprises you again.
I'm ready for the next phase. I don't think this Netflix movie is happening.
No.
Or else we would have heard about it. What's the deal? I need to start reaching out to my Netflix contacts to just... Eyes on Lindsay, I'll say.
We will see you on the other side, she says. And she leaves and just kills everyone.
She kills Parnos.
And then Astro Parnos goes, "Ha, these stupid fools came. They met us here and now look, they're all dead." And then Lindsay goes, "I wouldn't speak so fast." And then she just drives a screwdriver into his neck.
Yeah, Gamora style.
Yeah.
I want Lindsay to star in an American remake of Gamora.
No,
perfect role for
we
her.
Can't. Lindsay needs to stay away from dark, gritty roles for a second. It needs to only do lighthearted comedies. I'm sorry.
I don't know if she can bring the lighthearted energy we need to a comedy scene without taking it to a place of dark and gritty.
Well, she tried to do it with The Canyons, which was probably the worst movie ever made.
It's terrible.
And her acting, like, it was unbelievable. She needs to just do, like, lighthearted rom-coms for a second, okay, just to get her sea legs, and then she can go back into drama.
Yeah, she really was channeling Kristen Doty's early acting career in The Canyons,
I Know Who Killed Me, guys, is starring Garcelle.
Wow, okay, yeah.
I think Kenya Moore is in it, too.
Work.
It's a tour de force. It's malignant levels of just utter camp.
Mm-hmm.
And
twin.
And yeah, there's a part where she gets her leg removed from her assailant.
Mm-hmm.
And
by her assailant.
Yeah. He like tortures her and cuts her leg off. Anyway, it's a long story, but her doctor goes, "Don't forget to charge your leg." Because she has a bionic leg that moves like robotically. It's amazing. It's an amazing...
Love that.
Yeah.
Anyway. A real commentary, an early commentary on like able-bodiedness.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
AI.
Wow. Ahead of her time once again.
Anyway, speaking of ahead of their time.
Speaking of bionic women.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy...
Unique...
Podcast...
Beverly Hills Angels.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, so we're still in. So we're in the penultimate episode.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels right. I was thinking today as I left my workout class, when the fuck is this season going to be over?
I know.
But then this episode was a gift. Every moment of it I savored and enjoyed. And then to hear that it was the second to last one before the reunions, I was like, okay, this is perfect.
And we're going to get a 4-part reunion. So we still have a long way to go with these girls.
We have 5 weeks left.
But it feels right. It's been a long season. A part of me was like, this is just going to keep going, which I was like not that into. But now I'm like, it's ending on a high note, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the last 2 days of the Del Mar trip, and Kathy has arranged for a Temecula wine tour.
She goes, we're going to Temecula for a little vino tasting.
Temecula is like Sonoma of San Diego.
I want to go there.
I've been there. I was there. Remember I went to that ranch?
Mm-hmm, I don't remember.
Simon and I went to this ranch, Love is Bailey. It's like she's a performer.
Oh, that was where it was.
She was okay. In Temecula.
Chic.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. I think you would like it.
I would love it. I
a cheek.
Have not missed wine in a really long time, but them having like a long day of wine tasting made me crave my own long day of wine tasting and like nibbles.
Cable cars,
just like sitting with my girls, mm-hmm. sipping on wine.
Kyle looks like Carmen Sandiego.
Always. Sutton Scooter. I needed one of those when I sprained my ankle, and I unfortunately was just in a place of crutch only.
Yeah.
And I regret that whole experience not scooting.
Yeah. I just love her. Like, imagining Sutton, like, trick-or-treating at your house on a scooter. I need to see it.
Just approaching you in general on a scooter.
Waving.
Or, hi! And it takes her a long time to get there, and she insists on lifting herself up to like every which way.
Yes. Kathy goes, when they get there, Kathy goes, it's beautiful, isn't it? About Temecula.
She loves it.
Kathy's like, I'm going to give this place a chance. It's not really, like, she's been all over with wine tasting. She's been Provence.
But she likes it fine enough. When they're sipping the first wine, she goes, do you do the 5 S's with this? And he goes, no, not with sparkling wine.
Yeah.
Kathy, I think, only wants wines that you do the 5 S's with.
And when she, it's like sip, swirl, see. She goes, swirl.
Not squirrel,
swirl. I love the way she says S. Then they gather them all up and they hop on a cable car right from San Francisco and they bop around on the vineyards from different one to different one.
Dorit takes a sip of wine and she goes, interesting.
Interesting.
She looks like a little cat.
Mm-hmm. She's the pigtails like, are too much for me. You're a grown woman. Put your hair down.
Yeah, put your hair down. They're little like...
You're not Grimes.
I know. She truly is Grimes.
It's...
Stop.
Unbecoming. Your mother of two.
Yeah.
And a wife. Garcelle goes, oh my God, I'd like to take a bath in it about that wine. And I was like, I love seeing Garcelle feel comfortable around these ladies, and like them all lolling together made me really happy. Cause I feel like there's just been so much tension this season.
We needed a little levity.
Yeah. And I think the answer was, as it always is, get them sloshed so they all like get along for the most part.
I was telling Laura, I met Garcelle last night at the Academy Art Gala that Simon was hosting, because he designed the Pillar Award, which is like the new Oscar statue. So that was this past weekend, but Garcelle was there. And my sister and I went up to her and we just talked to her for a second. And I was like, you're so beautiful. And we're big fans. And she told my sister she was beautiful.
Love her. A class act through and through.
She's so stunning. Just had like such good energy and seemed like a kind person. So that was my Garcelle sighting.
Erica's not at any of the wine tasting because she's still reeling from Tom's conservatorship news and pending nursing home.
And they're all talking about it, how like in dire straits he is with his health. And all of a sudden in Sutton's confessional, she goes, put this man somewhere where he can get taken care of.
Love. I love the flashback too of Erica going, they could have stabbed him. They could have killed him. They could have done anything to him.
Ladies.
We find out that Tom's cataract exploded. That was such a visceral image.
Also,
to me, and I never want to think about a cataract exploding. I still don't exactly know what a cataract is.
Yeah.
But I don't like the name. I don't like a cloudiness in anyone's eye.
A foggy
eye.
And
I certainly don't want that cloudiness exploding and like spewing cataract juice all over the place.
You mean you don't want a milky eye?
I don't want a milk eye to explode anywhere near me or hear about it.
Yeah, it was... So now all the women are getting like all the deets. I don't think Garcelle had heard some of them. And at one point...
Not everyone had heard the snow.
The snow. Garcelle goes, snowing?
It was... And someone goes, it was snowing. And she goes, snowing? And then in her one-on-one, she goes, Erica's story is unbelievable because it's hard to believe.
Yeah. Even Crystal's like, she's like, I haven't seen snow in LA since I was 11.
Yeah. I love Dorit being like, it's so hard to imagine someone without their faculties.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Dorit's obsession with faculties.
Yeah.
And the lack thereof.
Dorit and Lisa Rinna are like staunch supporters in this combo. Like they're like, I'm like, are you guys on her legal team?
Rinna is. She's,
Dorit is too.
She's hired by EJ Global. Dorit likes to focus on anything that's not involving theft and the victims. So she loves focusing on Tom cheating. She loves focusing on Tom's faculties.
But these like...
And his dementia. Remember when she goes, is it hard to hear? What did she say last episode?
Is it hard to hear that you've lost control or something?
Yeah, she was like really into it.
But every time there's like a preposterous claim of some like drama that's happened with Tom, Rinna goes, mm-hmm, that happened. I'm like, what are you doing?
I love Sutton goes, but how does she know that? And Garcelle goes, girl, do not.
Yeah, Garcelle's like, shut the fuck up. Even Kyle's like, Sutton, just stop talking.
But I thank Sutton for asking these questions because without her, we would just have the like Erica Jane sad
propaganda
tales
tour.
Hours. Yeah.
Sutton goes, she goes, I'm done. I'm going to let... She goes, Fancy Drew has clocked out. I'm not doing it anymore.
I'm going to let Scooby-Doo and y'all figure it out.
Yeah, it's Kyle and Rinna.
I think Rinna is Scooby-Doo.
She is. And this,
she there, actually
she continues
is like
to
the
be,
physical embodiment of Scooby-Doo.
She also continues to be Steven Tyler in this episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. Kathy goes, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm going back to have a massage.
The goat.
And then Kathy goes, you know, I have a lot of neck pain. She goes, ever since I was little and I was in a Barbie commercial and I got whacked in the head by a golf ball. I was like.
Prayers for Kathy.
She's like a Drew Drogi sketch.
She's a survivor plagued by neck pain since her young days in a tragic golf ball incident.
I want friend of the pod slash friend in real life, Drew Drogi, who is comedy legend, icon, to do Tanya Roberts as Kathy Hilton. I got whacked in the head with a golf ball filming a Barbie commercial in 1957. It's like, what the fuck?
Any chance we get to see young Kathy, like a portrait of young Kathy, I'm in. Then everyone's drunk, so they're doing Erica impressions, which gave me life.
I also said Kathy has long COVID.
I think she is not into the wine and is just over hanging out with everyone and has the wherewithal and does not care about camera, like having the most camera time. And so she just comes and goes as she very well pleases.
I was going to say this for later, but I wanted to say that I was really impressed with Kathy, like giving herself a boundary day where she just takes the day off from being involved in the group. I thought that was like really cool.
Because she did, I mean, she's the person that needs this show the least.
Yeah.
So she can do whatever she wants because it really doesn't, she's like, oh, it doesn't matter if I'm not there.
Yeah.
To film a scene.
And she's like the
and
best.
She organized the trip and she's just like, bye.
Bye.
She retreats to a cave and goes to hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be woken from her deep slumber.
She's covered in the Shroud of Turin and place into the cave.
Yeah,
to be
a cavernous. Yeah. Dorit and Sutton go to Kyle's suite and Sutton asks, how is someone allegedly unconscious for 12 hours?
Yeah. Dorit goes, well, Erica did clear up a lot of things at the picnic.
And you were there.
And you weren't there.
I think you allegedly drank the Kool-Aid.
And every
Sutton's
time.
Sutton's on fire this episode.
She is. But every time someone questions Erica, Dorit and Kyle look shocked.
Kyle's always like,
She did clear up a lot of things at the picnic yesterday by the sea, and you weren't there. You were at hospital.
There were seals while you were in hospital.
While we played with sea lions, you were in hospital.
I love this hotel.
But also it seems like every time someone questions Erica, Kyle and Dorit snap out of it a little. Like, they get a little more like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's if they're around.
They don't want to lead the questioning.
Yeah.
They don't want to be, I think, even seen on camera initiating a series of questions.
Mm-hmm.
But they will participate and acknowledge other questions
mm-hmm.
that point out inconsistencies or weird things.
Yeah.
Rinna just won't. No. She accepts nothing. And then she chimes in with, like, and I think her lawyers told her to do all of this.
Yeah. I will say, though, what she lacks in values, she makes up in her great clothes.
Who?
I think. Rinna.
Her cosplay.
Her coat was incredible.
The Norma Kamali.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
And those pineapple sunglasses. I was just
those
like,
were Suttons.
Oh, they were Suttons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were Suttons.
They were Suttons,
she
actually.
Received them while in hospital. Erica joins for an evening drink on the terrace. She's wearing like a red leather.
I like her pants, but the rest of everything she does is so garish and unhinged that I'm like, you must be mentally suffering, because who else would have this makeup and outfit?
So this is when we see a real, another pivot back to comedienne, Erica. Erica's back in a place of hot toddy, which is when you know
she's about to pull out the old comedy routine.
She's about to pull out the old Maisel act, and she's suddenly doing her stand-up special again, and she's fully just like,
I'm self-deprecating and gonna talk about my shambles life.
But this was even more of a ham. This was like vaudeville comedy levels. Also, I just am obsessed with laughing over multiple seafood towers. Uh-huh. And I put it on my to-do list. I need a seafood tower.
Yeah, Erica ASAP bites into a crab leg or lobster leg, and she just goes.
Garcelle goes, they're so big, it looks like a vagina. Never have I thought that about a crab leg, but I love that.
Yeah.
EJ spent her day eating pizza and watching true crime shows all day. I was like, okay, relatable queen.
Yeah, she goes.
It's just you're biting a piece of pizza and hearing like, and I was like, who are you trying? You're trying to like court all the like elder millennial girls that are like doing this. Who are like, pizza is goals.
Yeah.
True crime, insane.
Yeah. Sutton mentions in her confessional there's like a true double standard with how the women treat Denise over Erica.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, that's so true. Because they flash back and like none of them gave Erica Denise the benefit of the doubt at any time.
Zero.
And it was like weird gay panic, I swear, over her like.
Over her alleged affair with Brandy. But it has started before that. It started with like her telling them not to cuss in front of her children, which was like weird.
You know what
are
I
you following
it, oh,
the Denise drama?
I've glanced at it, but I haven't gone deep. What's going on?
Her daughter, I think Sammy,
Charlie Sheen's oldest with
who's
her.
Who's 15, got a did she get a restraining order?
Against
She basically, she moved out of Denise's house with her weird husband, Aaron, and moved in with Charlie.
That's when
which
you know
I was
bad.
Like, honey, as a literal 14-year-old who did that exact same thing and then would have gone on to say, like, basic, like, I was a 14-year-old Googling, like, how to emancipate myself from my mom, who I hated at the time, but now love very, very much. But to move in with my dad in a true house of no rules and all sin. I'm like.
And Angie?
And Angie, my first stepmother. I'm like, I don't know what to believe, but she's alleging that she was like abused and like.
By Denise?
She's just saying like the household was really abusive and she had to get out. But, and.
I mean.
Normally I listen to that, but as a. I know this song and dance and I would have said the same thing.
I mean, I could see Aaron being creepy and weird.
He creeps me the fuck out. Always so has.
I believe that. If he's making her uncomfortable, like, I can see why she would want to get out of there. But, like, I mean, who knows? I don't know anything. Denise seems like a really loving mom, though. So, I don't know. But I can see maybe Aaron, like, brings out, like, a...
There's not
Aaron's
really a winning situation if you're choosing between Denise and Aaron and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
You might as well just check out the Sheen household.
Go live with Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Go live with your grandpa.
TBD how well he's doing.
Emilio?
Don't know how close he is to the whole fam.
Yeah. Damn.
It's just a complicated situation, so it seems. But I'm into any sort of like divorce drama and like children fleeing the mom's house or the dad's house.
Go live with Sutton.
Honestly, yes.
Right?
Sutton would be a great person to live with.
Erica goes... She goes, this is how fucked up me and my relationship with my son is. He asked me if I was fucking my neighbor, Armie Hammer.
I was like, because remember when there was before, was this pre-Cannibal? I think it was.
This was pre-Cannibal where there was a rumor that Armie Hammer and Erica were fucking.
They might have been.
I feel like she probably planted that story.
My son, she goes, how weird is that? Like, very normal mother and son relationship.
And Garcelle goes, my oldest would never ask me that.
I would never call my mom and ask her if she was fucking the neighbor What's the deal with the neighbor? You two fucking? I would not say to my mother.
How old is her son?
I don't know. I think it's like a situation where it was she was young when she had him.
Like at 17 or something.
Because she was 26, right? When she met Tom. Or 36.
He's like, I feel like he's like my age.
He's older.
Yeah. Because like, she's 50, right? 52?
I don't know.
That's Erica.
That's a crow. That is Erica, shapeshifter.
So now, thus begins Erica's fucking stand-up routine. She's just coming alive at being a hand.
She goes, he did good things for a lot of people, so people can step up about Gerard's. I was like, honey, this is not the hill to die on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's classic EJ Global.
Everyone is, Garcelle's like, everyone is kissing Erica's ass so hard right now.
Erica goes, had an accident on the way home and rolled his car 5 times. Yeah.
His eyeballs exploded.
His cataract exploded.
I'm just imagining Tom going, ah! And his eyeballs.
This is Cronenberg level body horror of your milky cataract juice. Already, old liver spot men are terrifying, but a demented old man with liver spots all
grave
over him.
Grave robber. A literal grave.
A demented grave robbing rich man covered in liver spots with milky cataract eyes, probably wearing his boxers with like a nighttime boner. A nighttime boner confusion.
Confused boner.
Confused nighttime boner. Yeah. Elderly boner. Uh-huh. In like a wife beater and boxers. Oh. Walking around being like, like, I bet that robber fled the scene. I bet he didn't even finish the job.
Yeah, I swear he looks like he's like.
Think of anything more terrifying than elderly, demented Tom Girardi coming after you with milky cataract eyes, moaning in confusion?
He's like the It Follows ghoul.
He is.
He's like
the naked people at the end of Hereditary.
Yeah.
Just standing there. And then not only that, but his cataract exploding.
What if his eyes, what if like serpent creatures came out of his eyes?
They would.
Just and the burglar was like, oh fuck, I'm getting out of here.
The burglar's probably dead.
Or like converted to Christianity or something.
He turned over a new leaf the day that he realized he survived that attack. I'll bet Tom's cataract juice like burned his skin.
Erica came by and she goes, make sure you sweep that juice up and put it in a jar. I need it for my spells. Go collect some of that serum on the floor. I need it.
Like Tom wearing an adult diaper wandering around his mansion.
He's like The Visit.
It's full blown Visit. There probably wasn't even a robber. It was probably like a caretaker lady that he mistook as a robber because he's so demented.
It's just so fucked up. I mean, if it did happen, like that's literally like just horrific timing. And maybe it is just all happening because he has bad karma.
When it rains, it pours. Bad things happen in threes. Yada, like, yada, yada. But also again, like that's not the focus.
Mm-hmm.
Erica goes, I have to laugh.
Rina goes, you're fun tonight. You're so fun tonight. You're fun. And that's when Eric goes, I have to laugh at some point.
She goes, it's really who I am. I'm just a laughing kind of gal.
I have to laugh at some point or else it's going to kill me.
And at one point,
it
Kyle
will
goes,
consume me.
She goes, Sutton, cat got your tongue. I was like, Kyle, you.
Now Sutton's not talking. And Sutton goes,
she goes, don't start with me, bitch.
Yeah, Sutton was like, I will fucking knife you tonight, Richards.
Erica starts complimenting Sutton.
Well, Kyle turns to Erica and she goes, you're going to be okay. You're beautiful. You're talented. You're going to come out on top. Which is something you say to a 20-something when their boyfriend breaks up with them. Not to like a 52-year-old woman whose millionaire husband has been robbing orphans and victims of plane crashes and burn victims blind.
Erica kind of goes like, she goes, you know, you ladies all inspire me to pick up where I'm going. She goes like, Sutton, when you opened your store and you said, today was the first time I paid rent. And I thought, hey, I'm going to remember that.
I love it when people succeed.
I love it when my friends succeed, like you with your store.
Sutton's now terrified.
Yeah,
she's immediately like,
She knows.
She knows that a shank in the middle of the night is coming.
And then in her confessional, Erica goes, I don't really want to compliment her, but I don't want to ruin anyone's trip just because I hate Sutton. She hates Sutton.
Sutton also brought a bodyguard to the reunion. Stob style.
Well, Erica is probably, I'm sorry, but like she's probably jealous of Sutton.
Well, and yeah.
She's probably, her ego is so fragile that like this very wealthy woman who's wealthy, like without robbing orphans, allegedly, offered her money. And she was like, that's the most insulting thing I've ever heard.
Well, and also Sutton got divorced, but then got money out of that divorce settlement. Whereas Erica's walking away with zero.
Zilch. She goes, Erica's just...
Erica goes... That's how it is. Riding high in April, shot down in May. You know? I was like, who just are you?
I was like, I've never heard that saying, one. And two, like, is that a saying?
I don't know. I've never heard it either.
I'm just like, I like kind of went in and out of like what was happening in this moment. But I just keep hearing Erica just saying, spouting these quotes, these sentiments.
Riding high in April, shot down in May.
She goes, well, you know?
She's a smoker.
Also, maybe she's stoned. Maybe she's really drunk and stoned this trip.
Riding high in April, shot down in May. That's what they all say. That's the name of my play. My
The Follies. The Follies of Erica Jane. Riding high in April, shot down in May. Oh, don't you know? One, two, three, four.
I went and shot down in May.
You might be riding high in April.
You and get then shot down, right down in May. Hey, May, I love the way it showers in May in springtime. Flowers in April, showers in May. Isn't it the reverse of day? Opposites. Sometimes it showers in May, and sometimes it flowers in April. Night and day. Showers in May.
Raina goes, I love it. You're so funny.
Raina goes,
You're so funny.
Oh, you're so funny. Showers in April, my town in May.
You're riding high in April. Shot down in May. You know? I want to write this musical. I'm actually deeply inspired.
And the only lyrics are just the alterations of those two.
Just Ride 9 April, Shot Down in May, the musical. And
the posters
The poster is like a double. It's like two sides where you have Erica like in good spirits on one side and then in sad spirits on the other. Yeah, and it's Riding High in April, Shot Down in May.
Remember that one episode where she came into Kyle's Palm Springs house and went... She somehow looked
and
8 feet tall.
And she slept on that bench where she just sat down and then went sideways and slept there for hours.
But also somehow she looked 8 feet tall in that moment and went,
it's not good. It's not going to be okay for a long time.
Shot down in May, like the lookbook, the Pinterest page for like the makeup is her death becomes her makeup where she goes full blown ventriloquist dummy makeup.
Yeah.
But she goes, a shot down in April, riding high in April, shut down in May. You're riding high in April, and you're shut down in May.
And sometimes you'll be shot down in April, and sometimes you'll be riding high in May, and sometimes at the end of the day, you're shot down in May.
It is only the whole book of the musical is Riding High in April, Shot Down in May. And that's also just the dialogue.
She's like,
she comes out of the song, and then like the Kyle character goes, Riding High in April, and she goes, Shot Down in May.
And then all the pull quotes, there's like featuring songs, Shot Down in April, Riding High in May, and other songs, Shot Down in May and Riding High in April.
You shot down
the review.
April.
The biggest review from shot the Times is Riding High in April and Shot Down in May was Riding High in April and shot down in May. Yeah. And everyone, that's all anyone can even say about it.
There's a poll quote that's like, you can be riding high. What we learned from Erica Jane Girardi is you can be riding high and also shot down.
BuzzFeed. Two things we learned from Erica Girardi's musical, Riding High in April, Shot Down in May. Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Erica, just when you think Erica's riding high, she gets shot down.
It's May again.
It's a play that keeps you on your toes.
1 second, you're riding high. The next second, you're shot down.
Right high, April, everybody down to me.
It starts slow, where she's like, yeah, there's a lot of like whisper songs, but in the beginning, it's kind of like a dirge, I imagine. She's like, one day you're riding high in April, shot down in May.
When
you're
it's April,
in April, and you shot down in May.
She goes, when it's April and you're riding high, you know when it'll be May, you'll be shot down
right in the eye. And then it picks up, and it's like, do-do-do, riding high in April.
And, shot down in May.
And every single song is a roller coaster.
It's a true success. It's a smashing success.
It revives Broadway as we know it. She goes back on Broadway to star in this. You thought you'd seen the last of her in Chicago, but no. Now Erica Jane of EJ Global is starring in the new Broadway smash. It's bigger than Hamilton, Riding High in April, Shot Down in May.
They do a full cast performance in the middle of Times Square, like as like a promo on like the Today Show or something.
Yeah.
And it's just Erica. Riding High in April, Shot Down in May. When you shot down in April, you're riding high in May. And then you'll be riding high in April and shut down in May. Okay, we need to stop. We're going to do a full episode.
You've taken this to an elongated place of riding high and shot down, but that's how it goes when you ride high in April and shot down in May. Kathy has retreated to her cavern of sleep, and Kyle cannot rouse her. She opens the door, and she's like, Kathy? Kath? And Kathy just goes,
ah. You hear the fan going. That's me in the
morning. It's so dark in there, too.
With our sound machine on. Me and Simon are just like, we sleeping.
I hate that.
Oh, I love.
Oh, my God. I hate it so much. I don't like a super dark bed. I don't like it at all. I don't like being in a dark bedroom off of another area where people are gathering and laughing.
I'm all about it.
I like a little bit of light. I'll accept the sound of AC if it has to be on. But other than that, I just like silence. Maybe like a trickle of water somewhere.
Oh.
Well, the fountain.
Oh, right. That's
a, I guess, a kind of soothing noise. But I don't like artificial sound. I don't trust it. Mm. And I don't trust people who use it. I consider them to be right.
And I will shoot them down. Sutton goes to Garcelle's room. And they both are like, we haven't been sleeping well since we've been... I'm like, they're aware.
No one can sleep at the haunted hotel.
Except haunted people.
Except Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's been taken, I think. She's in the grips of a poltergeist.
Yeah.
That consumed her and has taken her into the dark side, which she will emerge from eventually, but it's touch and go for now.
But it's like, no wonder that Sutton and Garcelle are picking up on the bad vibes.
I want to go to the hotel still.
Yeah, I do too.
I would sleep there easily.
I want to sleep in the Palazzo suite or wherever the fuck Kathy's sleeping in.
Kathy's suite is like overlooking a rainforest, so it seems. Like, I've never been such a fan of San Diego in my life.
I know.
I'm ready to fucking move there.
Oh my God,
Laura. It looked gorgeous. I was like, San Diego is everything?
No, you can't.
I mean, I'm not going to move there.
Sutton and Garcelle kind of just start shitting on her.
Yeah, and well, Lisa Rinna calls them, and then they start talking about Erica.
She goes, and he goes, oh, Lisa's calling. A crow comes and opens up the crow's beak, and then Lisa pokes out of it.
He goes, And Erica catches them talking about her.
Erica's right below them on the balcony getting somehow still a fort. She's like talking about how fucking broke she is. I'm like, you're traveling with a hairstylist.
You have glam. Maybe Bravo pays for it at this point.
And then Erica...
hear you bitch everything you bitches say.
Well, first she goes,
who's making that noise outside, to the makeup artist?
And he goes, go out there and see.
Go out and see. Stop.
I can hear everything you're saying about me.
And then after she said that, Garcelle looks at Sutton and goes, I think she can hear us.
I love their like,
yeah.
I also love Lisa Rinna going, I think it's been a long time since we've seen like the soft side of Erica Jayne, but it really was out last night. I'm like,
she's doing
okay,
really
Lisa.
Well, isn't she?
Like, I don't trust you, you little raptor.
She's getting a cut of whatever Erica makes.
Mm-hmm. EJ Global's invested, right? Mm-hmm.
Maybe EJ Global funded Amelia Gray and Delilah.
Maybe. To make them the next Bella and Jeej.
Not happening.
They wish. There's a workout thing called Fit Float, and I absolutely need to take a Fit Float class.
Yeah, it looked really difficult.
I need it in my life. I need to go to the Grand Fairmont Hotel ASAP, take a Fit Float class. Lisa and Crystal meet up for it. And Crystal, I love her. She's like, I thought you were going to wear a swimsuit. And Lisa's like, no, I'm in my leggings. And she goes, fuck you.
Crystal, I was like kind of loving this episode.
Yeah, she was great. Also, I'm like, I get it too, because when you have body dysmorphia, you just think you're a disgusting whale, but Crystal looks incredible.
Crystal's so beautiful, but I love that.
I love that one piece. It's a sexy one piece.
Yeah, she goes, fuck you, Rinna. This woman named Corey. I love all these people joining them. She's a yogi. She's like, all right, girls.
There are other people at this hotel. They didn't just rent it out, because on the pickleball court, I saw a tennis skirted lady pickleballing back and forth. So I was like, okay, I guess they're not alone.
They might have closed off like a wing of the hotel for them.
Yeah,
for
maybe.
Production.
Sutton's wearing pineapple Gucci sunglasses.
Amazing.
Incredible. Incroyable.
Incroyable. I just wrote not into the paddleboard thing.
Paddleboard or pickleball?
No, the paddleboard yoga.
Oh, you're not into it.
I would be falling off. Yeah. I did paddleboarding in Aspen and I was actually like fine at it, but I was a little wobbly.
You just got to engage your core, babe.
Yeah, I know.
I want to do pickleball. I want to do paddle. I want to do all the activities at the Fairmont Grand. I want to have a long week in San Diego.
What's that place? The Coronado Hotel?
Yeah.
That like famous one?
That's the one from like Gentlemen Prefer... Is it Gentlemen Prefer Blondes or...
Yeah.
Maybe it's the other one.
7 Year Itch?
No, it's... I think the one with like Jack Lemmon and...
The 7 Year Itch? The gentleman, the girl can't help it.
Excuse me.
I just wrote snooze when it came to Kyle and Erica playing pickleball.
Yeah, they take a sip of champagne and Erica goes, crisp. And then she's like, I have no money, girl. Girl, yeah. I have $0.
Girl, I have $0. I was like...
As you fucking should. Your demented husband stole a bunch of money from burn victims, orphans, and like women... who got cancer because of other shit. Like,
she goes, I'm out here rebuilding my life. And she goes, you know, and
when she says I have $0, Kyle actually looked a little like, she was like, Erica. Like, she actually looked disturbed to her face.
Erica is full delusional downtown diva. She goes, I said to my lawyers the other day, I expect nothing. And they said, that is the most courageous thing I've ever heard.
I was like, Erica...
Let's not like pat yourself on the back just now. You're still embroiled in this drama.
Yeah. Also, you're doing the right thing.
Also, like, that's not courageous.
No, it's just
human.
Human, and you're not trying to go
and
to jail.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Every day brings a new disaster.
But cheers, crisp.
Crisp.
Crystal says her safe word is pineapple, speaking of Sutton's glasses. And Sutton goes, mine stop.
Love. Then Garcelle asks Crystal if she's ever been with a girl, and Crystal like kind of gets shy, and I guess she has.
She jumps on Garcelle and starts like
lap dancing her. I love that.
Garcelle Yeah, I liked this little like.
I like a playful interlude of just like shenanigans at a 5-star hotel.
Mm-hmm. Garcelle's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the, she asks like really juicy questions.
She's the person I want to hang out with on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Crystal and Sutton. I like Sutton. We need like funny, fragile energy. Honestly, everyone, and you kind of need a wild card, Erica Jane, because you need someone that you can all collectively hate.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kathy comes out of her like 24-hour coma and she goes to Kyle. She goes, oh, did you leave the fireplace on? You can't leave that on at night.
You got to turn that off.
And Kyle goes, Kyle's like hungover. And Kathy goes, I've hired celebrity chef Brian Malarkey to make food for us on a boat cruise tonight.
Never heard of him, but love that.
I want to talk about this for a second because I went, when I was in fourth grade, my family went to Southern California for like a 5-day trip. We went to LA and then to San Diego. And we did a 3-hour tour on like the San Diego like harbor. And it was harrowing.
Yeah, that sounds like hell.
It was like a sunset cruise. And
how old were you?
9.
Too young to be dragged on a cruise like that.
But we were like, it was like us, another family, and then the captain's wife and daughter. And his wife was like, I think his wife was like slightly catatonic or had a stroke, so she was kind of just like a vegetable like on the ship. And then his daughter was like very intense, and like at one point his daughter got violently ill and was throwing up, and everyone, we were just in silence like on the seas listening to his daughter going
ah!
And her name was Laura, and I just remember this vividly, him going, Laura. Laura, are you all right down there? And she was like, I was just like, my family and I were all like, at one point we started singing because we were just so like,
that's horrible.
Yeah, and then I fell asleep at the restaurant.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Anyway, I just had a vivid like San Diego memory.
You were triggered by the boat trip. EJ on the way to the boat is now speaking to Sutton, fully acknowledging her and even offering up an apology for lashing out. And Sutton, her rigid little body, still terrified. And I was like, Sutton thinks that Erica's gonna like push her off the dock.
Well, she kind of like jokes around that she's going to.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that right before Erica was like, nah, I'm gonna push you. I was like, you need to watch out, Sutton.
But Erica's clearly being fake. Like she says, she
literally says, do I wanna work it out with Sutton? No, I don't.
She says, I hate Sutton.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, whoa. Damn. You say, like, I dislike her right now, but don't say I hate her.
The only reason to really hate her is because she's got your number.
Yeah. But I think Eric is smart, and she's realizing, like, I feel like she had either someone like in production or something like told her like, yo, you're going to be, people are going to be like hating on you next season. So you should.
Next season? Like,
well, no,
this
like,
season.
This season that they're filming. So like make good with Sutton. Because mm-hmm. people are going to be like, why are you coming after Sutton? I really believe she is doing this because she wants to like.
It's born out of a place of manipulation for sure.
Yeah.
It's not genuine. And I really do think she's like just incredibly drunk, like both the night before into this day, because by the time we get to the end of this boat ride, a new side of Erica has come out that I've never seen before, and I was shaken to my core.
She's like, she's trolling Sutton so hard, like she's being so nice. It's like actually scary.
Yeah, because she's like, you know, I'm very sad, going through a lot, so I just want to apologize if I lashed out. I'm going to push you off this dock. And then gets up on the boat, and then Sutton. Honestly, my sprained ankle sister just trying to get up on this boat, being like, don't help me, I got it. And then just lifting herself. Yeah. I was like, been there, queen.
Yeah.
Crying at her, like, 10-minute boat mount.
I know.
And Erica goes, I don't want to be shady, but bitch, you got to get it together. Rude.
I was like, okay, now she's like, oh my God, I've like been in this situation before where someone's like, no, we're cool. And then they just continue to like neg you and be like trolling you. Have you ever had that?
I'm sure I have.
And it's like,
I'm sure I've done that to someone.
No, but it's like, you're like,
no, we're all fine. Everything's good with us now. But now that I've gotten your
guard down again, I'm going to fucking, like, make fun of you to your face.
It's something unhappy person does to another person.
But do it in a really, like, ha ha ha, we're just joking. It's, like, very layered bullying.
But it's also very clear that, like, Eric is unwell.
Crystal and Sutton make up.
I love.
Crystal was very moved to hug Sutton.
Kathy goes, once everyone's like seated and they've taken all the pictures and like gotten their glasses of wine, Kathy goes, so I want to hear all the scoop. And EJ Global, referring to Sutton, goes, I mean, we're not kumbaya yet, but we're moving forward. There's a door, something like that. And then she says, laments about how she can't win in any situation, and no matter what she does, people are going to try and tear her down. If she's like not smiling and she's sad, then she's guilt. I was like, no, bitch. Like, literally just acknowledge what the fuck is going on and everyone will back the fuck off of you. You clown-faced, garishly dressed.
Mime.
Vaudevillian from Hades. Mime. Yeah. Yeah, Crystal hugs Sutton.
It was like, we've had a good time.
I wrote healing.
Crystal, it almost seemed like a younger sister hugging their older sister or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was very, like, I think Crystal sort of was in a good place on this trip.
Yeah. She goes, I'm having a really good time. Kathy goes, or Garcelle goes, are you a good time? To Sutton. And Kathy goes, absolutely. I love her vouching for Sutton.
She's like, I've had it. She's like, oh, yeah, believe me.
Believe me, she's a great time. She's a hell of a time, a hell of a girl.
Hell of a broad. Garcelle, they decide to play Never Have I Ever. And
where did this come from? This seems like a producer told Garcelle to say this.
Yeah.
Because she offers up, let's play a game. Let's play Never Have I Ever. I'll start. I've never stolen anything, and looks right at Erica.
But I don't think any, I think Garcelle just thought of it. I think she's like, you know, she's a talk show host. Like, she's good. She just knows what she's doing. It's
but
pro shit.
But that was provocative. That was meant to be somewhat provocative.
Okay, but I think Garcelle was doing it on her own. I think Garcelle was just trying to be like, I'm going to troll this
Mix
bitch.
It up. Yeah.
And Erica
that was
goes,
so good.
Erica goes. She goes,
what are you getting that, girl? She's like, just.
She adjusts her glasses and goes.
Yeah, then she goes, I know. She goes, why don't you just come out and say it instead of hiding behind a question like that?
And she says girl a few times, and I was
Things
like...
Things I've learned recently is no admission. Which I was like, you're the guiltiest fucking person I've ever heard in my
Sutton
life.
Sutton goes, oh my God, Erica, I wouldn't be saying... In her confessional, she goes, why is she saying that?
She goes, no admission is no admission.
But I love Erica go,
girl, I know your game. I know what you're saying. I know what she's saying to me. Just come out and say it.
To Garcelle. I love to a producer and not Garcelle. Just in the moment she went full lizard. Rinna goes, never have I ever had an anal sex. And then Sutton sips.
And everyone,
queen.
Queen of anal, Sutton's track.
Erica goes, all day, every day. All day. every day you get pounded in the ass all day. Every single day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All day. 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Pummeled.
You're getting just like rammed in the ass. You're having anal sex all day, every day.
I'm just like a gay man, they say. Quite literally.
All day, every day.
Jesus.
Does your asshole flap in the wind? Because like, what the fuck?
Yes.
No one.
Is your asshole a clothesline of like bed sheets flapping in the fall wind of like a farm? Like, what the fuck, Erica?
All day, every day.
I love all day, every day of just getting. I guess I wish that my whole capabilities were that I would be able to get pounded in the ass day, every day. And
it's hard.
I'm sure, yeah, you would wish that.
I would
even
love that very
you.
Much, but it's not like.
It's not that easy.
Yeah, I love it.
All day, every day. Do you ever eat?
Yeah, do you eat anything? Do you eat any fiber at all? Or like any something that has any kind of laxative?
I'm like, tell me your secrets.
Tell me your
secrets. Are you douching all day, every day, too?
Do you not drink coffee? Because I'm immediately shitting the minute I sip coffee. If I take one sip of coffee, I'm like, oh, I gotta go.
There's a maybe 6 hours out of a 177-hour week where the door is open for an anal moment.
Yeah, but it's like, you need to be, some people are just expert bottoms.
I'd say not all day, not every day, but I sure do like it.
Yeah, I would love, like, it'd be great.
I love all day, every day.
All day, every day, Erica's ready to get railed up the poop chute. She's ready to get pummeled in her asshole at any given moment. I'm like, damn, girl.
Like a quick, like a spur of the moment anal. I dated a guy once who really, I think, thought anal sex was like a spur of the moment thing that you could just do whenever you felt like it. And I was like, honey, no. We're always waking up in the morning and he'd be like, want to have anal? And I was like, absolutely not.
Holy shit, in the morning?
First thing in the morning.
Oh my God.
I'm like, get away from there.
Also, get a fucking, like,
get a clue. Read
a
book.
Clue.
Would you like it if I did that to you right now? How would you feel? Do you feel ready for that, to take that on right now?
Are you ready to come out of slumber and just be, have your little hole squeaky clean and ready? And be emotionally ready for like, a cock up your arse
in the ass.
A cock up your arse.
Multiple times I was asked this specifically in the morning, and every single time was like no. And then after I was like, what is this person not understanding? Like, why is he not putting together that like the morning not good?
At the risk of sounding like cliche, that does sound like an episode of Sex and the City.
No.
Like Charlotte being like, no.
Just a repeat ask. Like, maybe you should think to ask that after a light dinner where we're both a little wine drunk and, like, we're already in the midst of having sex.
And we've, like,
we're
done
both
some poppers.
Really liking it. And, like, then we, like, transition into that. Or maybe, like, eat my ass first.
A place of anal is not, like, an all day, every day kind of.
It's not all day. Certainly not every day.
In an ideal world, yes.
6 hours in maybe once a week. That's me.
Yeah. All day, every day, baby. that
also,
drain's
like,
ready to get
clogged.
Rinna's
never had anal.
What?
Rinna's never had anal. I guess that tracks. Harry Hamlin.
Harry, come on.
I know. Maybe. I'm like,
Harry's sworn off anal.
Yeah.
He's like,
maybe
I've had
he
a few-
got like two into anal and then he was like, I need a pure wife that doesn't want me.
I got a tap out of anal.
He went too hard on anal pre-Rinna and got addicted to it.
Rinna went home that night and she went,
Mama!
Mama! He was like, oh, you want to have anal sex? And she was like,
Kathy goes, never have I ever had sex in a doctor's office.
No, wait. First, Dorit goes, never have I ever had sex in an airplane bathroom. And then Kathy and Kyle both sip at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I love.
And then Kathy goes, Never have I ever had sex in a doctor's office.
And then she takes a sip.
And then Erica goes, what about a hospital?
I was like, ew, you fucking in a hospital, you creepy bitch.
Erica, like, moonlights as the angel of death.
She's like, what about a morgue?
Ever in the morgue?
What about a morgue?
What about a body bag?
What
about in a coffin? What about buried alive underground? What about in the gates of hell? What about in the river Styx all day, every day?
What about in a bag full of bag mummies?
Bog my hole.
Yeah,
all like, day, every day.
She's like, what about some light?
What about in the swimming pool in Poltergeist?
What about some light R6 in a bag? In a medieval bag with medieval bag people floating around, bumping into you as I'm getting railed up the poop chute, railed up the shitter.
I'm obsessed with Kathy in a doctor's office.
I'm obsessed with Erica.
Having a wank.
Fucking in hospital.
Who is she? Well, she did date like an elderly man, so I'm sure that they were in the hospital. I'm sure she HJ'd Girardi in the hospital once or thrice.
Yeah, she's like, all right, I gotta get your heart beat up a little. I gotta calm you down. It's a little too high, so before we go in to get your blood test, I'll fuck
you. She goes, baby, are you there?
Baby? You inside? How's that old dick, she says.
When you don't think she ever took him to the doctor to evaluate his dementia.
She's like,
not even once.
She's like, I'll tell you when you have dementia.
He's not a demented doc. He gets a boner when I snap my fingers.
What about a morgue, she says.
What about a hospital? What about a graveyard?
Kathy goes, I'm no freak. I'm adventurous.
Hell yeah.
Same. Garcelle goes, never have I ever strapped one on and did another man. I'm like, I know, because no one would call it that who has.
And Erica goes, I would.
These ladies are all missing out, P.S., because everyone agrees. And I'm like, honey, you actually have not experienced sex from the other side until you have fucked a man in the ass. I'm telling you.
Get the strap.
Don't even get a strap. You need a... Anyone that's curious, you need a dildo that's glass, that one part goes inside your vagina, so your vagina controls it, and then the other part goes in a butt, and then you will feel the feelings of being like the penetrator during sex, mm-hmm. with no like fussy strap or anything. And
Garcelle, are you listening?
It will change. Please text her, yeah, your friend Garcelle.
My new friend.
It will change your life, mm-hmm. and the way you see and experience sex. I think every straight-ish woman should do that at least once in their life.
Garcelle seems open to it.
Yeah.
Erica goes, I'd do it.
Strap it the hell on.
Erica's like, I'll fuck him with a glass dildo in the hospital. In hospital.
This is where EJ Global goes off the rails. I think she went and she stroked out in this moment. She goes, I would do it, but my problem is that they don't shut the fuck up. My problem is shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. Don't ever say, I don't even know you. And I was like...
She's fucking blackout. She is so... She's like... She's been drunk since the night before. You're so right. And she's like just continuing. And now she's reached that place of like, you're just weird and saying things like you're asleep.
She ate a pepperoni pizza on camera solo, so that's how I know you're drunk, EJ.
She's been drunk since the last morning.
My problem is just shut the fuck up. They should just shut up. My problem is shut up.
I don't want to hear you.
Shut your fucking mouth. Don't ever say, I don't even know you. Girl, are you okay? You should go lie down in the back. Sutton is shaking in her boots at this moment. Oh, I love it. She is like, goes full Johnny Depp on the back of the boat. My problem is shut up. My problem is shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
She's so angry.
I know.
This isn't a god. You're so angry, Denise.
Also, there's a giant military helicopter in the background, and I was like, yeah, I got some flashbacks to The Surge.
Oh my God, don't bring it up. Don't do it.
Also, I go, Erica, why are you talking like that?
Yeah, like, what has come over you? Sutton goes, honestly, I'd have a lot of rage too if I lost all my money. Ooh. Which is exactly.
Dorit and Rinna and Erica, I think, climb to like the mermaid part of the ship.
They go out on like a net,
mm-hmm.
and just like scooch along to the farthest edge of the ship. And at this moment, the lavender sky is so beautiful and there's like a bird chirping. And I just wrote, San Diego rules.
Yeah. Let's go.
It must feel great there.
Let's do a show there.
Yes.
Stay on the harbor.
Mm-hmm. Fairmont Grand.
Okay.
I'm ready to just do a show and not make any money off of it. Just have that show pay for one night at the Fairmont Grand.
I just wrote, I feel very confident that Dorit's going to fall overboard and visit the bottom of the ocean.
She will swim. I would see and could see Dorit actually being a mermaid. So mm-hmm. like as soon as water hits her, she goes full mermaid tail splash.
Yeah, where she's like, no!
No, no, I'm scared. I'm scared. And then she just swims down to her like mermaid brethren.
That scene always really terrified me when Dara Hennell gets sprayed.
Yeah.
And she's like screaming.
And that like, remember that mermaid show that was like Australian? No. Did you ever see that?
Aquamarine?
No, there was like a mermaid show that Graydon. Side note, friend of the pod, Graydon Shepherd, his podcast Criterionaut is back and you guys need to listen to it. He has Nancy Jo fucking Sales on his episode talking about Cruel Intentions. Can't think of a better power duo.
Yeah, what a duo.
But he showed me this Australian like kids show that Phoebe Tonkin and this other girl were in where they were like, they swim into a cave and then they get like some sort of magic water happens where they, every time they get wet, they go full mermaid.
Whoa.
They go, no!
No!
Yeah, and they're always, like, turning into mermaids.
I love when Kathy and Sutton, there's this part where they just, like, they're talking about something and they say, they have, like, a moment where I'm like, whoa, they can communicate, like, telepathically.
They look so cozy on the back of that boat and Kathy's all wrapped up in a blanket and goes, like, so it must have felt good to have that little chat. Get that monkey off your back. And then Sutton cries.
But there's a moment where they look at each other and Kathy goes, I know. I was like, damn.
I know. I think Sutton was tearing up.
Yeah.
She's crying.
She's crying.
Sutton goes, to have a friend like that become a foe. And I was like, this is poetry.
Yeah, because Erica in the back, in the before times was like,
like, you're a good Southern lady. That's how I was raised.
Yeah, they bonded back when Erica was not like a scammer's wife, but was just like,
I mean, she was always
Erica Girardi, but not known as a scammer's wife.
Ladies, have you ever fucked in a hospital? You haven't lived till you've fucked in a morgue.
All day, every day. Line them up. Fuck them down. Erica's asshole is open for biz.
Damn. Guys,
next week is the season finale.
Rinna's wearing a really harrowing wig.
Yeah, I was unclear on that wig and also unclear on Garcelle's date. He did not look like the photo that they showed.
Mm-mm. Also, I almost was, because it looks like Garcelle's like, are you open to talking to Denise? And I was like, is there going to be like a Denise cameo in this?
I need a Denise Assance.
Me too. I miss her, guys.
Bring her back.
I miss Aaron thwarting the government. Cause
I miss Aaron's conspiracy theories. TBD if they could even be on the show, because do you think Aaron's vaccinated? Like, he literally believes in putting rocks in your pillows.
No.
But I would love nothing more for Denise to come back guns blazing. I think let's make Rinna answer for her sins.
Let's make Rinna answer for her sins again.
Yeah. I don't want Rinna to go anywhere. I actually really love this cast, but I would very much appreciate a Denise comeback, even if she was just friend of.
Oof. Well, I mean, remember Camille Grammer brought the drama in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. Maybe Denise will appear, but I doubt she will.
They should do Beverly Hills. They should just bring back everyone.
I know.
I want like 15 housewives on Beverly Hills. Bring back Taylor Armstrong.
Kim. Adrian.
Vanderpump. I would kill for Lisa Vanderpump to come back.
I'm ready for her to come back.
I know. I never thought I'd see the day.
I never thought I'd see the day.
But I want her so badly back on the show.
To interact with Sutton or Erica Jane.
Yeah.
Like, have they ever interacted?
Yeah, they were on at the same time.
But I feel like
now, what would she have to say? Mm. I mean, she owes us some answers. I feel owed a lot of things by a lot of people that I don't even know in real life.
I know. Also, I just have to say, it's fascinating how Dorit will sometimes just completely fade into the mix.
Oh, yeah. I don't even realize she's there. I could lose her, honestly.
Yeah, I think...
If we had to sacrifice one...
Sorry, Dorit. It's like sorry. In The Good Son when they're both hanging on each hand. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'd let you go.
You're the Macaulay in this situation, mm-hmm. and you gotta go.
Oh, fuck. I can't wait for Kieran Culkin back on my screen.
I know. That's happening so soon.
I know. Succession. Guys, if you're subscribed to the Patreon...
You're going to get to hear the Chicago shows.
The off-the-record shows.
They're incredible. Night 2, I think, even better than Night 1, which was a smash out of the ballpark success. I'm putting those on Patreon. The first one's starting this weekend. The next one's starting next weekend. So sign up.
Follow us on TikTok.
Follow Sexy Unique Podcast on TikTok, where I'm releasing content from the LA show. We film all our episodes now. Hopefully we'll have a YouTube presence soon. I'm working on that.
We have a really good, we have some good shows coming up, and it's actually not that far away.
No, we're about 2 months out. We're exactly 2 months out right at this very moment. We record it now.
From Philadelphia.
Philly. November 30th.
Guys, we need a good... That's my home city. I'm returning.
These are going to sell out. They're literally on the precipice. There's probably 20 tickets left at each venue.
So better get on it.
So you better do it. I got the updated count yesterday, and it's done. They're selling out.
We might have some special guests. Stay tuned.
Maybe. Let's not get too excited.
I need to shut the fuck up.
Carrie,
shut the fuck up.
Carrie, zip it.
Zip your fucking lips. All day, every day.
All day, every day. Ram me.
Plow my hole.
Guys.
All day, every day.
Glass dildo, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. One part goes in you, the other goes another. I think even if you were gay, you
even
could
if
use
straight.
It. Yeah, but I'm saying I think you could put it in your butt and put it in someone else's butt too.
Listen, every man, regardless of your orientation or how you identify,
the only milking I want to see is not a milky cataract. It's a milky prostate.
Yeah. Guys, every guy should just try it once.
Just try.
You'll be a better man.
A pinky finger. Start so small.
I promise you, you'll be a better.
It won't hurt.
It'll change your life.
You'll lube up. You will discover such new things. I pray that any female... I think we could reach a lot of people right now because there's so many female listeners. I mean, the gays already know this. Got it on lock. You're all day, every day. Mm-hmm. But there's so many female listeners.
Right.
Many of whom dragged their plus ones, their husbands as plus ones to our live shows.
Thank you so much.
So if you're already at a place of drag to live show, you can be in a place of pinky finger in butthole. Easily.
Yeah, if you're already listening to us.
That's less painful. Trust me, your man will get more out of you sticking a lubed up finger and going, tee, tee, come here, doing come, come with your lubed up after you've been having sex and having a good night. Mm-hmm. Not just it's not a morning, not a morning question. Yeah.
Literally, it's it'll
talk about it first. You. Talk about it. It feels a little taboo. He might be like, no. And then just be like, just see, babe. Mm. You guys take a shower, eat each other's asses, eat his ass, have it shaved and clean, and that's really fun.
Yeah.
And then just
wing it.
He will thank you in ways you've never imagined.
This is a great PSA.
I'm telling you, once you get to a point of when he gets hooked on anal, Harry Hamlin style, he'll be begging you to fuck him in the ass.
Yeah.
And you will acquiesce, and then you will feel like a man for the first time in your life, and you will know that you can do both.
Yeah. You'll be in touch with your masculine side, but also your feminine side at once.
And you'll feel muscles afterwards that were sore that you've never felt sore.
Right.
Post-sex, and you'll be like, wow, I just like penetrated someone, and it's a powerful feeling to be the penetrator.
And then your husband or your boyfriend will at the end will go, I've got to be quite honest with you.
I loved every second of that.
All day, every day.
Yeah. All day, every day.
And then
day.
You can always look at each other and go, all day, every day. And that you will be...
The door is open.
So much closer in your relationship.
Anal brings...
Just try a little bit.
Anal brings people together.
And it's fun.
Yeah. So just try it.
Just
if you
give
don't
it
want
a
to,
shot.
It's fine.
Yeah.
No pressure.
It's fine. Don't make it a big deal. Everyone has to respect everyone else. But I'm just saying.
I think it's great.
Yeah, we know.
We know.
We know, Carrie. We know. Guys, we love you.
Bye.
Bye.